WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Anything that rocks.
Alrighty, good morning. 7:36, Brock Hunter.
Yeah, what's up?
If you could live in any fictional universe, what would you pick? 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
You made me, with this topic, look at the ceiling, trying to fall asleep last night, thinking, what would I pick? Yeah. What would I do?
Yeah, I could. I got mine.
You got yours?
I would live in the Roger Rabbit universe.
I know why.
Why would I live?
Probably there? Because of an animated female that is in that movie.
Jessica Rabbit.
That has massive, massive brains.
I like the way she's put together. I would live in the Roger Rabbit universe, and I would just hit on Jessica Rabbit every chance I got.
Was she taken?
She was. She was married to Roger Rabbit. Yeah. That's why she was Jessica Rabbit. But you know what? I'll take that bunny out.
You'll find her on a Friday night around 6:45.
Oh. God, I love that one.
That's when they cheat.
Honestly, though, if I could live in any fictional universe, anyone, I think, like, the Marvel universe would be pretty cool. Now, with that said, though.
There's a lot of explosions.
There's a lot, like, honestly, you just can't live in a big city. All Don't right. live in any high rise in any big city. Because you're screwed.
Did you really save the city? Because I'm pretty sure you took like 8 buildings down in the process.
What the hell, Iron Man? My house is gone.
All right. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great. You got rid of the big monster. Who's going to take care of my house?
All right. Iron Man.
Iron Man. I'll just go back to your mansion, Tony Stark, you son of a bitch.
Do you do construction?
Yeah. Sorry. I'll rebuild my double wide. All right. But, I mean, think about it. You're in the Marvel Universe, all those cool things. I mean, that'd be cool.
And there's potential to have a superpower.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true.
The potential's there.
I'd just be getting bit by, like, every spider or something.
I don't care what it is. Just bite me, raccoon.
Bite me.
Someone.
I am the raccoon. Right.
Except Benny would come by and bite you.
Oh, God.
And then your arms would shrink.
What's your superpower? I have super weak, flabby arms.
All right. I'm a millennial. I'm really lazy and really don't care about anything.
Do you have a universe
you
live in?
Yeah, man, of course, dude.
Fictional universe? What would it be?
I'd be in the Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Wait, the what?
Yeah, the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. It's a beautiful place. Come on.
Hunter, you have diabetes. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Damn it.
And you're terrified of Oompa Loompa. I mean, this is a horrible choice for you.
I didn't really think that one through, did I? Yeah, I couldn't eat anything. That sucks.
It'd be awful.
It's just torture. You know? I think I'd like the Oompa Loompas, though.
Maybe.
I'm scared.
You start an Oompa Loompa army?
Yeah.
You know, they were just killing children, right?
Bro, it rocks.
You know what? Changed my mind. I want to live in this universe.
Yeah.
After watching this video just over and over again.
Because this universe is so damn funny.
This is the best. Yeah, life is tough sometimes, but you know what? This universe is pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. Especially when you see that guy, that big fatty, just go down.
So there's this place in Ohio called Slip and Fly, and they hold an event every single year. They just do it one weekend a year. This is what you're watching.
Yeah, that's in Ohio.
And it's basically it's what do they call it? The ski, like the long, like the high jump ski thing for the Olympics. What do they call it?
Good enough.
Something like that. But basically, in the summer, they turn it into a water slide.
Oh, that's awesome.
And this big old fatty gets on it. Man. I mean, we're talking 450, 500 pounds.
Dude.
And he gets
I believe
so much,
I can fly.
It's so much air.
For a fatty, he gets up there. Yeah. It's hilarious. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. And false perfectly. What universe do you want to live? Fictional universe, or maybe you just love this one.
Yeah.
Because the fatty's flying.
This one's not too bad.
We got some great comments on Facebook. Tatiana said she would like to live in the Office universe, you know, with Michael Scott and Pam and Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty good.
Be entertaining.
Yeah. Creed was always my favorite. Mm-hmm. You never knew what was going on with Creed. Let's see. Brandon said Marvel Universe. Lindsay wants to live in the Harry Potter universe. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be crazy.
But with all the cool stuff, there's also, you know, like, dangerous stuff.
I don't think I've ever made it through a Harry Potter movie. Not that I didn't like them.
I've seen a couple, yeah.
Aren't they all, like, 5 hours long?
Yeah, they're very long. And I know you won't ever read the book.
Hell no.
He can't read. Sam, son of Sam, says he wants to live in the universe where I'm the pizza boy who forgot his pants delivering the sex-starved housewife pizza. That's a pretty fun one.
That's usually how they start.
You ordered a sausage pizza? Here you go.
Extra sausage.
Let's see. Peggy wants to live in any universe that has Thor in it.
I know what you want. Peggy.
Yeah, you want that long blonde hair and those chiseled abs. Tan chiseled abs.
Just big old tan Thor.
Yeah. Let's see. Jennifer wants to live in the Hobbiton? It's Lord of the Rings. Hobbiton?
Hobbiton?
Hobbiton. I don't know. She wants to live with the Hobbits.
I think they actually have that.
Well, it's in New Zealand.
They built the studio where they filmed.
You can actually go to it. There you go. Go live in there. Be a hobbit.
You know?
Be a hobbit. Your big hairy feet. let's see. Jamie wants to, or Kathy wants to live in the Avatar universe. That'd be pretty cool.
That would be crazy.
Those Avatar everything would be hot.
You keep saying that. Every time we bring up Avatar, Brock's like, man, that
hot blue ass.
Yeah. You know, everything is so big there, though. If you lived there, you'd feel like a munchkin.
I'll just get something big in it. What?
All right, what?
Huh? Kathleen wants to live in Hogwarts. Okay, so another Harry Potter thing. Terry wants to live in Whoville.
Whoville.
That's from The Grinch Stole Christmas,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Everyone's pretty nice there.
Yeah, but you got the Grinch there. Of course, he turns nice he at turns the end, nice. Doesn't he? Yeah.
His heart grows.
Three times its size, right?
Yeah. I heard that new movie's pretty good, actually.
The new one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian. Brian Reed, our favorite.
Oh, Brian. He comments on everything.
He said, Brock's head so I can play Lost in Space, or Hunter's head while he murders sports. Here's a funny thing. You know what? Here, we'll take a quick break after I mention how Brian, big tough guy, big smack talker. You know what he did? Sent me a text on Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, what a softy.
What a sissy. Oh, yeah, Brian, real tough guy, aren't you? Happy Thanksgiving to you and Kiki.
Well, was he trying to butter you up?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
Nobody buy Brian's tough guy act. He's a little softy. What a little sissy.
Oh, man.
Happy Thanksgiving.
The screaming yellow hum.
Yeah, good morning. See, I don't know why anybody would want to live in any other universe other than this one where the Plan B Morning Show exists.
Absolutely.
You know,
you get entertainment every morning.
I wonder if our show would be the same in other universes.
Good question.
Would it be the same in Avatar universe? We'd be speaking a different language.
Mm-hmm. Well, technically, if you believe in string theory,
yeah,
we're already in a bunch of different universes where I'm you and you are me.
God, that sounds terrible. If I had to be you.
Yeah.
Just a big dumb moron.
Until you took these pants off, then you'd be like, yes!
I have a vagina!
Come on, that was good.
Yes.
That was good.
Nailed it. All right, well, we'll keep the conversation going. You can comment on Facebook or give us a call. What fictional universe would you like to be in? I think mine's the best.
Yeah?
Roger Rabbit.
I thought you were going to say, like, Leisure Suit Larry. Remember that game? Leisure Suit Larry.
All right, if nobody knows what Leisure Suit Larry is, for those that you know, you're a pervert just like us. But for those of you that don't know, it was a great game. Just look it up when you get a chance. Mm-hmm. That actually would be a great universe.
It's an old computer game. Basically, you just walked around and picked up prostitutes, right?
Well, if you do Leisure Suit Larry when he goes back, when his nephew goes to college. Uh-huh. And then has to pick up on, I remember playing beer pong, trying to get the girl, the cowboy sorority girl, to take her top off. And then there was the trampoline one,
yeah,
where you had to have the girls jump on the trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice. It was a good game. Just in the pixelated boobies, man. I love it. It's those 2D.
Kids nowadays just don't know what we had, how we had it back in the day.
That was great.
Pixelated.
You know how hard it is to hold a controller and masturbate at the same time?
God, man.
To pixelated boobs, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Back in like 1997, Tomb Raider.
Oh, God.
The computer.
It was so hot, though.
It was a couple boxes. It was worse graphics than Mario.
It was. Yeah. It was worse.
But still, Lara Croft.
Boy.
She had some stacked digital boobies.
Short shorts. Damn. Pixelated ass. Well, once again, we ruined it. That's good.
We blew it.
107.